You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. State Senator Dan Katowski joins us. He's hanging out. I like when you hang out. Just, you know, take it all in. He's like my you're like my co-host. You're like my sidekick tonight. Is that all right? My sidecar. I call you sidecar.
I'm whatever right. You want me to be. I'm here to serve.
We are welcoming into the studio for the first time sketch group The Dancing Pig. They are performing at Stage 773 this Friday night at 11 p.m. on the Thrust Stage. There are four stages at the at Stage 773, all different kinds of performers. I'm in the cabaret on Sunday, and I have a 5 p.m. show. The Thrust Stage, that's the one where it's kind of, I mean, I know the stage is, that's the one where all the seats are all around it.
Yeah, it's a thrust. It's,
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but not everybody knows what a thrust stage is. Yeah. The seating is all around.
There's seating in the front, and there's two sideways,
yes.
Too.
Right, so turn that mic toward you so that you're like not talking to the side of it. How's that? There you go. Thank you very much. Yes, the pro stage is the big kind of auditorium one, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sort of stadium seating. Mm-hmm. The cabaret has sort of bench seating and nice little tables, so you have cocktails. Mm-hmm. And what's the other box?
The box.
The box. So it's kind of straight up. I like that one, too. Tim and Micah usually. Don't tell them I just said Micah. The Tim and Micah project are usually in the box.
That's the one I think we've had the most fun in the last
year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like the thrust we had last year, but this the year before, first year we had the box. It was
Don't be disappointed.
I'm not disappointed.
We're happy to perform on whatever stage they let us.
See, this is the right response
That's
to have.
Correct.
I'm very excited.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
Yes, hashtag. So go to stage773.com for information about the tickets, the calendar. Like Abby Vatterott is there on Sunday as well. Oh. Senator, this is something you should think about doing someday. You know, you've trained at Second City. And done some of them. I don't. Are you guys now? They have a Giggly. Isn't that one of the Giggity?
Oh, the
Giggity.
Absolutely.
So everyone can watch it. Victor, do you know about the broadcast of the Sketchfest?
Giggity.com.
I think you just pay like one pass, and then you kind of get to watch all the shows.
Yeah. It's like it's like $5 for like a 3-hour block, I believe.
I may be covering the cameras because it's kind of a work in progress. You know, I don't know if I want to have it broadcast. Do you know if people can record? They can probably record it.
Oh, yeah, they're archived, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's, we have these phone boxes in this. Right now you're actually being, I probably should have told you, but there is a sign on the way in that you are live streaming right now.
Sure. Oh, good.
I need to call my agent.
You have years of podcasts too, Patty. So.
Yes. What was that?
You have years of podcasts.
Oh, you were talking to me. I was looking at John.
I'm not saying
you're throwing
anything.
Your voice.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
Wonderful branding. Very smart. Yes, I have years of podcasts, but this is a different format. Doing a stage performance it lives for the live audience, you know, but this in a podcast form is similar to the live broadcast form. You know what I'm saying? But watching sketch on TV is just we're on a computer. Is strange.
You have to talk down to me. Whatever.
I'm not talking down on you. I'm talking down on myself. I'm saying I don't think my material is strong enough.
No, I just didn't know. I'm so sorry.
To survive the transition in format.
Live.
We're
live
talking
is
about
different
the dancing
from live.
Pig. We're talking about the dancing pig. Victor, you were telling us off the air that you partied with Brian Urlacher and we were all excited. Wait a minute. How did I frame that?
No, it wasn't completely partying. I was terrified at the.
He threatened to beat you up.
Tremendous stature of the man. And I went to school with his younger brother. Mm-hmm. And I went into this house and there were these giant football players, and I had a hat on at the time that said Aggies. Apparently that's the rival for NMSU where Brian,
it's like going up to Green Bay with a Bears
with
jersey.
A Bears, right.
Yeah, and, you don't do that.
And I quickly tried to extricate myself from the situation, and I did so by shaking the man's hand and pouring him a beer.
Right, that's
in his own house.
That diffuses things quite
yes,
quickly.
Yes.
Now, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Texas.
From Texas, and you went to the military institute, is what you're mentioning?
I went to New Mexico Military Institute, and then shortly thereafter, I went to Texas A&M University.
Did you end up serving in the military?
I did not. I blew out my knees and lost my contract, and it's kind of a long story. No worries.
Oh,
it's actually better that the government never gave him a gun.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
And Adam, where are you from originally?
Middle of nowhere, central Illinois. But I've been up here for 16 years. Henry, Illinois.
Henry, Illinois. All right.
2,600 people, 2 trailer parks.
Oddly, they all live in the trailer parks.
Almost.
Wow, they're all very upset with us right now. What brought you to Chicago?
Moved here after college.
Oh.
Was going to stay here for about a year and move around, and then just absolutely fell in love with the city.
Where'd you go to college?
Millikan University in Decatur.
Oh, all right. Very cool. Well, welcome. How long have you lived in Chicago then?
16, 17 years. Something
you
like that.
Really didn't? Yeah, I was going to come here for a year.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. I don't know when the next flight
we
leaves.
We stuck around.
Can't get that schedule down.
When are
down.
You going home?
That's the worst layover.
When did you come to Chicago, Victor?
I came here in 2007.
All right. And how was the adjustment from Texas?
Oh, it was seamless. I jumped right into Second City. And
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it's good to be around a group of people that have the same sort of interests and goals that you have, too.
Absolutely. That's where we all met, and mm-hmm. You know, the rest is history from there. So,
all right, yeah. And John, where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati.
All right,
yeah.
See, very specific, just Cincinnati. Darn it.
Yeah, I don't have to. You know about it.
I do.
It's a place.
They put chocolate in their chili. They put it on spaghetti.
Well, so do Mexicans. We put chocolate in our mole.
Oh, nice.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say that you stole that from us. I don't know if that's
we,
true.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was a Swiss recipe, but...
cannot trust the Cincinnati.
I cannot trust them.
We're the worst.
No. And what did school or entertaining bring you to Chicago?
Yeah. Cincinnati, when I was living there, really didn't have any kind of theater scene. Like, there's a few theaters, and my education was in theater, so they said go to either L.A., Chicago, or New York, and Chicago is friendly, so I went there.
L.A. is friendly because they all have medical cards for marijuana. So they're incredibly friendly in Los Angeles, but the pace is a lot slower.
So, guys, we should go to L.A.
I know. What were you thinking? Well, there's always time. And how did you... I mean, that's a similar kind of lateral move, I would think, sort of, as mm-hmm. far as geographically and the temperature, at least. Although, this winter is so surreal, isn't it?
It's mm-hmm. sort of
so...
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spring the entire time.
Yeah. Someone posted Happy Springmas for Christmas. Did you like that?
It
was
it
been very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite winters ever so far. Oh, no, I have to stop, right? This is how we went down the rabbit hole last year. I jinxed it.
Yes.
This is miserable.
You
can't...
are now begging for another pretty late blizzard.
That's right. I kept marveling at how lovely.
On wood or something.
I don't know.
This is
that's
wood.
Between you and your wood.
There it is.
I didn't want the wood. Josh, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, two Texans.
Yeah,
so
I got a couple Texans in
there. All right. Yeah.
Not the same kind of Texans.
Different Texans.
Very different. Describe your appearance, Josh.
Nerdy, white, and freckled.
Do that.
A lady killer.
Is that always? There are women right now going, yes.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, four.
Be still my heart.
They're not, probably not listening to the radio station either.
Well, I don't think it's like assumptions. Yeah. He's like, what hole did I just dig for myself?
No.
I can see why you have trouble with the ladies. Yes. Why wouldn't they? It's all very
like a nerd magnet. Josh over him.
No, okay, Senator. Thanks a lot for that.
What?
So what brought you to Chicago from Dallas?
Actually, a woman, as well as...
a woman who loved WGN Radio.
That's right.
Loves WGN Radio.
Listen to it the whole drive up. Because you can. You can hear us in the middle of the night from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Also, Second City. I've always wanted to move to the city, and after college and moving back home for a year, I decided, now let's...
go back to that place.
Pack it all back up mm-hmm. and move to the city I've always wanted to move to and live in.
What was the adjustment like when you got here to Chicago? Because I always wonder about this. A lot of performers come here.
Well, I lived in Salt Lake City for 5 years.
Very
so I
similar.
Was, yeah. It's even colder here. It just sort of snowed there, and it was like, oh, it's pleasantly snowing. It's like exactly 32 degrees when it snows.
How do the
time.
Mormons keep it like that? I don't understand. They're very
calculated.
A
lot of praying.
Yeah. Something about magical underpants.
Yeah, yes. I think so,
gold
yeah.
plates.
Right. In a hat.
There's a box that someone found.
There's a musical about it, I hear.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I should check that out.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
All right, that was your third.
That was your third.
Yeah, I can't say it anymore.
All right, I'll say it. Hashtag. Yes. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, what?
I cut you off. You went to St. Louis for 5 years. Here, think about it for a moment. After this, 720 WGN, we're hanging out with the Dancing Pig. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are joined by State Senator Dan Katowski, who is now the CEO of ChildServe, where he's able to have a direct impact on people who are in jeopardy, who are in perils in many situations. And, you know, I think we're all in peril when we don't get enough laughs. See how I made the transition there, Senator? See what I did?
That was great.
Nice.
Smooth. Well seamless sure. even. Did you like that?
Amazing.
Yeah, you didn't know how you're like, why are you talking to me? The guys from Dancing
exactly.
Pig are in
I'm
the
like,
studio.
What am I gonna say?
What's gonna happen?
What am I
gonna
say about the Dancing Pig?
The Dancing Pig. So who now is the Dancing Pig the name of the group or is mm-hmm. that the name of the show?
The group.
Yes. And what's the name of your show for Sketchfest?
This year, we're kind of just doing a really fun best of. Mm-hmm.
Best of?
We're not doing anything from one of our reviews or anything, just kind of picking and choosing stuff from several years ago.
Oh, all right. And so we all have about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Do you have, you know, how do you decide the running order of the sketches?
Yes. Generally, we start the show with trying to trick the audience.
Yes. Interesting.
And
I'm
that
in.
Generally works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. For a solid minute.
Yeah, and then they get it.
Yeah.
Because our audience is not dumb. And then it's just kind of breaking it up. So long sketch, short sketch, mm-hmm. and I mean, it's...
Just a quick blackout, a couple of needle drops.
What's
a needle drop?
You know, when you've got the music behind the...
Okay.
The whole, yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, that's like old-timey sort of needle drop. These guys aren't even old enough to have used record players.
I knew it.
They're coming back.
They are kidding.
I have one.
I just bought my husband one for Christmas because we have just like a whole collection of albums that we don't listen to. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just thinking. I was like, what albums? It's probably like Rush 2112. I can totally see
my husband.
Yes,
you know, it's like a bunch of Neil Diamond. No, I'm kidding.
Is it really? No.
No.
You guys went to Lane, didn't you?
He went to Northwest. He went to Evanston and Northwestern.
Okay,
Evanston ETHS.
Wow.
Yeah, Loyola Academy over in here.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Whatever.
Tried.
Where did you go to college?
Harvard. Well, I visited.
The tour?
Yeah, and then they said no.
No,
and then I went to U of I.
How are you?
Then
not...
I went to University of Illinois.
That's right, we both are alone.
Fighting Illini. Husky Wow Wow.
ILL.
INI.
Thank you.
Hail to the orange, hail to the blue.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't finish all that stuff. I probably should have. I don't remember that.
You don't?
I just know ILL.
You don't know Hail to the Orange, Hail to the Blue?
No.
Hail Alma Mater?
No.
Ever so true?
I probably should know. Do you guys know your alma mater songs?
Absolutely.
We say Ohio.
Absolutely.
Ohio. Oh,
say
Ohio.
That's about it.
Victor wakes up every morning. Yeah,
exactly. I
and then goes to bed at Taps.
I wasn't even aware that Milliken had a football team until my first day of school.
Where is Milliken?
Decatur.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You told me earlier it was Decatur. I forgot already. Yeah. Where is it again?
unless they moved it.
He's from Henry, Illinois.
Yeah. To your trailer park.
I feel like there's somebody famous from Decatur. Maybe it was maybe it's DeKalb. Isn't Dick Van Dyke from Illinois somewhere in that area? Look at it, you just got so scared. Him. Don't you know Dick Van Dyke and his brother Jerry Van Dyke?
No, there'd be a quiz.
That's right. The Bears before they were the Bears were the Decatur Staleys.
That's true. Yeah.
And Dick Van Dyke did not play for them.
No,
he did not.
No.
He did not.
Too many pratfalls. Yes. Too many pratfalls.
He did do a lovely song and dance number for them.
Yes. Yes. Fantastic. He could. Do you guys sing in your sketch? Because I've been noticing this with a lot of. We were talking about this last night. I do not have any singing in mine. It seems like there's a lot of singing in sketch.
We've done songs before. Well,
I saw like a little. Do you have a ukulele, a guitar?
Yeah,
what did you bring with you?
Were
you going to perform?
Not, I'm hoping not to open that up because
actually, that's probably not.
Probably
not
appropriate for radio.
It's, just like you were saying when you changed the format of the performance, it might not be fitting.
That's fine.
This is a show closer once everyone likes us.
Yeah,
because
right.
Then we can say whatever we want.
Isn't that interesting? You do have to gain their trust. Like you've taken them someplace. I find the that goes to the running order of how you So first you trick them, then you get their trust.
We do something a little bit more fun, right? That everybody sort of gets.
Once you get them on your side, you can get away with a lot.
Then you do a groaner or something like that you throw in a joke and at the end, everybody's like, oh, I was awful.
Is it a groaner in the sense that it's physically gross or
no?
We don't really do
just inappropriate. Emotionally.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a group that we can't say the name of the group on the air that does some physical stuff.
We know the group.
Fudged. From, I believe we call them fudged.
From New York.
Yes, fudged.
Oh, those guys.
Yes. Were you at the incubator last year?
That was... the last 3 years.
I was like, that's not how you make tea.
That's a groaner, right?
Yeah, that's a groaner. That whole thing was a
groaner. 2 years before, the year before that, they did a reverse race slave auction, which I thought was interesting. You're not even seeing the sketch of your groaner.
You know how you had a night on the town with your wife? I feel like you have to bring her to Sketchubator. I think you should come.
Oh yeah,
this is a Sketchubator is for the performers performing for performers. It's kind of all bets are off. They do all this.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's horrifying.
I sit up in the balcony and I pass judgment the entire. entire time. There's like this ledge area that I sit there and go, interesting.
Here's some free beer and no rules. Enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. True story.
Absolutely.
What was it like the first time you guys participated in Sketchfest 5 years ago? Was it because it's such a big comedy camp, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, speaking of tricking the audience, we actually the sketch we did, we actually my character was late. We were pretending to be late anyway.
Oh gosh.
And we almost we acted like we were going to do improv.
Which and, the director of the festival was like, did not know we were doing a sketch.
And he was sitting on the side. And he was.
You could hear him on the recording.
Posing?
Yeah. You could hear him on the recording. We totally got him. He thought that we were going to do an improv set. And
said, ladies and gentlemen, under circumstances beyond our control, one of our members is running late, so we're just going to start the show with a little bit of improv. And you heard Posen go, what?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then he comes out. Yeah, and then we had his face all painted up like he had gotten drunk the night before. And we just like markered him up.
So we had an eye patch. And
the sketch is just us messing with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, because people
pretty much my life. Actually.
Well, because people do confuse sketch with improv. If you mm-hmm. want to go ahead and who wants to volunteer to explain what the difference is between improv?
Well,
good, John.
Difference between improv and sketch is improv is all off the cuff, like take one suggestion at the beginning and you build a completely original one time only show out mm-hmm. of it. Sketch is everything's pre-written. Everyone knows exactly what their lines are, except for Josh. But there's a little wiggle room when it comes to sketch, but it's all written down and ready to go.
Right. There's sort of a plan in place mm-hmm. for this, then that, then that. And there exactly. might be some play area in between.
Yeah. Like we consider ourselves mostly scripted.
Mm-hmm. Mostly scripted.
Yeah, nothing's on paper though.
But and we use improv to find sketches in themselves.
Sure.
So it's a good idea of finding process.
It's sort of brainstorming to get to the fully formed idea.
Yeah.
Right. Well, would that be your explanation of sketch and improv, sir?
Exactly what I was going to say.
He's an intuitive
John man. Stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So
hashtag.
Hashtag stole my thunder. Hashtag.
So you can go to Stage 773. The Dancing Pig is performing.
I wanted to hear their skit. I wanted to hear
a
sketch.
Yeah, we can do one.
Do you want to do a sketch? All right, then we will. We're going to take a break, and we will. The news. Yeah. I'm not going to take a break. I'm going to let you know. So after the news, you have a sketch. You wanted to take phone calls. I'm not sure how we would take phone calls for you.
Hold on. I'll go out of the room, and I'll call in.
I mean, we do have a sketch that's in a radio station, but it is not appropriate.
Not at all. No.
I like that they're going through, like, what's appropriate, what's appropriate, what's appropriate.
That's been the last few days since we got.
Wait, they told us to bring material. Well, after the news, we will have a performance then from the Dancing Pig. And Senator Gutowski joins us. He's going to hang out now. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by State Senator Dan Gutowski, telling stories about his colleagues down in Springfield off the air. I know that sounds so shady.
It does sound shady. We went to church and we used to light candles and pray for you.
I was at one of those beer parties they had in a parking lot with all kinds of. Yeah, that was a big. Well, I can say there were pictures of that.
When you say beer parties, it sounds like you're someone's mom.
It was sponsored by.
You were at one of those beer parties.
They were doing. Like they were standing on their hands on the kegs. There were girls
listening to that rock and roll music. It was crazy.
It was out of control. I don't know what's happening. Let me take a phone call before we talk to get a little performance from the Dancing Pig. Mike is on the line. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to say, I want to give a shout out to my friend Zig, who is with you from Henry, Illinois. I just wanted to say that Pio and his dad are hanging out, listening to you guys, and very excited about you guys' upcoming performances.
Well, then I'm glad.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm glad I didn't throw him out of the studio because otherwise you wouldn't have had this opportunity
so
to say
close.
Congratulations. I know, so close to this moment not happening. Well, thank you, Mike from Henry, Illinois.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. See you Friday.
See you at home.
Are you going to the show, Mike?
Unfortunately, I can't.
Oh,
like he's giggity TV.
Oh, before we get this performance from the Dancing Pig, did you know that they were trying to contact you as well? Craig was trying to contact you, Senator. There was a surprise party for me on Sunday night at Knife and Tyne, and they and Carissa is so apologetic that no one was able to contact you. I know.
Your state email doesn't work anymore, does it?
He only had your state. No one. I'm not the one.
Yeah, I don't have any personal emails for Big Danny K.
Yes.
You don't have my cell phone?
They wanted to do an Evite. I don't know if you've heard of. They just sent it out via Evite.
Wait. No, what are those?
By the way, Carissa is going to be blushing right now so hard.
Sorry, I was at Amish camp.
Let me tell you something. This is what happened, Senator. Even my husband was not invited to my surprise party. They couldn't get a hold of my husband. Carissa, I'm so sorry because now this is kind of funny to me. I walked into a rehearsal for Craig. I'm so sorry, Carissa, because it was such a great party and I loved who was there. But now when you find, like, I don't, like, they're telling me like some of the planning that went into it. I walked into Cupid's rehearsal and I saw Brandon Price and he was like, "Happy belated," and I was like, "It wasn't my birthday." And he was like, "What was that party for?" And I said, "It was for my sitcom." And then the whole cast of Cupid Players is there, and I'm like, apparently only Brandon was invited, but not the rest of Cupid. Only on his invitation, it said, "Please tell the rest of the group."
Brandon and Brian Posen were invited. And then they were supposed to invite everybody else.
And they, yeah.
I don't know why it all had to be Evite. That was, we couldn't call people.
Yeah, so yeah. Senator.
No calls.
Nobody.
It ought to be a law.
Yes.
That you can actually call and invite people.
I've never been the recipient of a surprise party, and it was really wonderful. I know.
Stop telling me. Half the people you know are not.
It was.
Surprise, no, like, happy friends on here.
You know your friends are here.
Have some cake.
We've got way too much food.
No, I think my favorite thing was actually my husband not being invited because, but here's the thing, one of the guests that was in charge of inviting everybody, including my husband, actually had been in my home several times leading up to the party. So there were plenty of time. Like the day of, we went to go see Star Wars together.
The most dysfunctional surprise party I've ever heard of.
But I mean, like,
invitations were all by pigeon. By pigeon.
Go get a guest. Right. Yes. Isn't that Fox delivering the invitation?
That's Fox. It's funny, too, because I guess the venue changed. The first venue was like 75 people. It could hold a whole bunch of people. And then because we weren't inviting people correctly, eventually we went to just the Knife and Tyne restaurant.
We're just going to be in the foyer.
Like in the foyer? There's like six people. Hey!
No, it was at Knife and Tyne. We took over Knife and Tyne and closed that.
Congratulations. I hope it was a great party.
I know.
You deserve it.
When the sitcom goes, I will. I'll rent out Knife and Tyne and we'll have a big party.
Table for two. You, me, and Steve are going to go.
There were a lot of my great friends.
We're going to play Pictionary.
We will.
Three of us are going to play Pictionary.
We'll skywrite it. We'll skywrite it. It'll be party for Patty, and then also Trump sucks. That's what they did at the Rose Bowl. Did you see at Pasadena? Like somebody wrote, like, yeah.
That's awesome. That's funny.
All right. Okay. So
come back to the sketch.
Let's hear the sketch.
Funny.
The Dancing Pig is performing on Friday night at 11 p.m. on the Thrust Stage at Stage 773. You can just go to stage773.com for information about tickets. And you're performing for us right now. You've put something together for air. I like this.
Sure. Why not?
We'll be quiet. Here's the Dancing Pig.
We're on a boat.
Okay.
that's the lead. We're in. On a
Thanks, boat. Bud.
There we go.
The falcon that flies by midnight soars higher than the gull.
Hello, First Mate Skinny!
Quiet! It is a secret meeting!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It is a secret meeting that you are a part of.
Oh, that's fun. It's an all skate.
Now, we are here to discuss the mutiny.
Mutiny!
Quiet! It is a secret mutiny! It's a secret mutiny that you are a part of.
I'm still on board.
Now, the key to a successful mutiny is a set list of demands. Mm. Now, we would like better.
I want to go home.
And how do we get there?
Set sail, boys. Stop
me. No. Come back here. The meeting is not over.
But when people yell, we're supposed to do stuff.
What was the fancy word we used
for getting there.
Navigation.
Yes. So we would like better.
Navigation!
Yes. And we would like more.
Yes.
We would like more.
Oh, right. I remembered. So I'm in charge of doing all of the sanding of the floors on the boat. And there's a lot of floor
mostly
on
floors.
A boat. It's mostly floor and ceiling and sky. Yeah. So I was hoping to do much less of that. And then maybe I could, like, do some Pilates with the boys or maybe hot yoga if it's a nice
especially
day.
Up in the crow's nest, yeah.
And what would you need more of in order to do that?
Recreation.
Yes.
Ha!
So we would like better.
Navigation.
More.
Recreation.
And better.
Tacos.
Which is in relation to...
Taco Tuesdays.
What was the fancy word we used for tacos?
Oh, the meat holder.
Say it with me.
Yeah.
Rations.
That's right.
So, now that we have our set list of demands, we are going to take them.
Yes.
We are going to bring them to the captain.
Right.
And if he does not agree to them, then we will put him to death.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
What? Why not?
We can't do that today.
Why can we not do this today? We've been planning this for weeks.
It's the captain's birthday today.
I don't care if it's the captain's birthday.
We made him a cake.
Yeah. With our rations.
You made the captain we are mutinying against... A cake.
Buttercream. Yes.
With coconut.
Wait. I've got an idea. What if we ask the captain to mutiny with
us? It's like a theme party.
Yeah. What? Yes! Yeah. No! That goes against the very definition of the word mutiny!
Right.
Please tell me we do not have to review the definition of the word mutiny.
No.
Fine then. You, definition of the word mutiny. Recite for the group.
When, a chair has some curved pieces of wood underneath it.
No, that's
it's
not.
Rocks.
No, I don't know what you're describing. Mutiny. Describe what a mutiny is, please.
It's like when the doctor says you're going to feel a little sting and he puts a swab inside.
No. God, no.
Thank God, I thought I had mutiny.
Gross. I'm afraid to ask...
Well, mutiny is when a baby bird falls out of its nest.
No.
And you touch it.
No.
And the mother's like, well, I'm not taking that.
Stop
baby
talking.
Bird back.
That's
not my
That's
baby
not
bird
mutiny.
Anymore, so.
I thought he was onto something.
I will review. Mutiny, noun/verb, the action of taking leadership from a tyrannical captain, thereby taking and putting that leadership into the hands of the crew, in which most cases the captain is put to death. The definition of the word mutiny, please recite.
Mutiny, noun/verb, the action
honestly,
of having a captain
when you've
with
got
a hat on,
a chair
and
with
nobody will let you
it,
play
it
with the boat, and then
buttons
stop 17, and
sometimes birds do it too.
And then with mutiny and justice for all.
Close enough. All right. And to review one more time, we would like better.
Navigation.
More.
Recreation.
And better.
Tacos.
Try again.
Rations.
There we go. Here we are.
Happy birthday what?
No.
To
no.
you.
No!
That's it. That's the Dancing Pig. Yeah. They're performing on Friday night. They'll be on the Thrust stage at 11 p.m. You can go to stage773.com for more information. What gesture are you giving him?
Hashtag
Sketchfest
2016.
Yes, hashtag Sketchfest.
That's five
2016.
Now.
Yeah. You can do them all. You can follow Stage 773 on Twitter too at Stage 773 for all of their events. I love that space. I think it's a wonderful theater. And Brian Posen has really created a masterpiece, both in the Sketchfest and the venue and all the performers that go
so
there.
Much fun.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of fun, and they're always very accommodating. Everybody over there, is
yeah, the atmosphere is amazing. Everybody's excited.
Except he didn't invite anybody to my surprise party, so that's
not even strangers.
We all know about Sketchfest though.
We do. That's the thing. They're all very busy. It is. It's 2 weeks. There are over 100 and I think, do you guys know the numbers? It's
like 180.
They list it off every time.
I know. And then I always forget the numbers. The world's largest sketch comedy festival, January 7th through the 17th. And let's see. Let's find out more about the shows, the festivals. I have to find out. Let's see. I'm sure that I'm trying to click through the website. There's 165 groups, 186 shows over 8 days. I mean, it sounds like it's over 2 weeks, but it's 4 days and then 4 days. which gives you 8.
Yeah.
See how I do. See how I did that.
I was.
Be tracking
right there. Yeah.
Numbers scare me like spiders. I'll trust you.
Well, you're afraid of spiders now too.
Numbers scare me like spiders.
What are you doing that for?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is there?
Send them your demo reel.
Jeez.
Now, do you to support your do you have day jobs or are you able to? Are you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like painfully like yeah. I have to go.
Call them day jobs.
Yeah. You have a job. What are the job? I mean, yes, I guess it's other supplement to improv and sketch or sketch.
I'm just a server.
Just a
day job. Oh.
I deliver food to tables. Nobody likes me.
I live the dream one meatball at a time.
Can I ask where you're serving?
I serve at Maggiano's.
Oh, I love Maggiano's. That is one big meatball at a time. That's ginormous. Right. Just a big
bigger than a Big Mac.
Big honking meatball.
Yep. You're gonna love when you get a full circle down to the and yeah. Go ahead.
What?
Nothing.
What do you do? What's
I have a BFA in theater, which is why I'm a bartender.
And where do you sling drinks?
Smith Walensky.
Oh, very nice. Ooh, it's very fancy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have made the same. I'll make the same noise all the way around. Woo.
Maggiano's.
Just whistling.
John's like, you're not.
You're not going to make that noise for me.
Fuddruckers. Ooh, Fuddruckers. I love that.
Not even.
You can put as much cheese as you want on a burger.
They don't care nothing.
You really want to have a job at Fuddruckers now. I do lead generation for a company called 60 Global. They're a IT firm that.
what are lead?
I do cold calling. I call businesses and trying to generate leads for our salespeople to come in. And
do you have to write like dossiers for your salespeople?
More or less, yeah.
So I used to do this. See, yeah. I got you.
Yeah,
you didn't say,
but you didn't make the noise.
I did. Ooh.
Oh, yay.
No, I used to like sometimes to get past receptionists or to get to the person I wanted to talk to. Mm-hmm. I would use accents. And I would go through and like in their company, like their you know if they had like a collection of all the information like around. If they had offices in other cities, I would pretend to be somebody from another office.
Oh gosh!
So I could get through to the person. You don't know who this is. You know, and I like sort of yeah.
Do you know who I am?
Exactly. I would do that.
Put me through.
Scare receptionists. And Josh?
Oh, I manage a restaurant.
Which one?
I manage Maggiano's.
Who's your employee?
Come on. No, I really do.
Do you work together?
Yeah,
we do.
Oh, that's awkward.
Not so much together as for one another.
No, I was actually a server when he got hired, and then I came up the ranks a little bit.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's super.
That's kind of annoying, Victor, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome for me and John.
Yeah.
Victor doesn't want that.
He doesn't want it.
He sees my pain. He doesn't want it.
I'm just happy to have a job.
No,
it's... Oh, man.
It's actually a lot of fun. I love that place.
Yeah, it's great.
May I ask which one?
The one down here on Clark and Grand.
Excellent. We'll have to go find you. We'll go have some dinner tonight.
Come on in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love the chopped salad.
Party.
My surprise party.
Surprise. Happy birthday.
We got 12 people.
Way to go.
Some of them know you. We have
to fit all events. So when only 12 show up, we can move you to a different room.
Oh, nice.
We had a room for 75.
Oh, I think that's one of my favorite things. I did not know that part, Craig. That's
really good.
That's very fun. No, I do enjoy my
job. Do you ever do that when, John, when you call someone that said, well, they can't come to the phone right now. It's like, or they're on the phone. It's like, that's okay. I'll hold.
Oh, man. You guys are so much better at my job than I am. I just go, okay, and hang up move on.
Right back to Facebook.
That's okay. I'll hold.
I'm waiting for my ship to come in.
People are shocked when they do that.
It's yeah, like, that's okay. I'll hold.
I got nothing going on. No, that's okay.
It's all right.
I'll hold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just keep them on as long. And then they get, oh, you slut? Yeah. Still
waiting. Is he there yet?
Yeah.
Everybody's better at this than me. How did I get this job?
Must have had a lot of cheese.
Yeah. No, how long have you been doing this leads job?
Oh, I've been doing that for about 6 months.
Yeah. You haven't gotten bored enough to find new ways to do it yet. That's why.
Yeah. At this point, I can't do that because I'm the only guy doing the job.
Then you can.
It's like a small company. It's only like 100 people.
I know. We're just teasing.
I know.
He's real sensitive.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks
it's the Dancing Pig. Yeah, they'll be performing this Saturday night. This Friday night, I apologize. Friday night at 11 p.m. at the Thrust Stage. And I look forward to seeing you guys. I'll be there. Senator, can you come hang out during Sketchfest? I think you should.
Free ticket.
We know you're up at midnight.
I'm with your buddy from Henry, Illinois. We can't make it.
He's not using his ticket, so you can have it.
Yeah, you and Mike. You and Mike are
there. Mike and I are hanging. It's our night.
Ha ha ha!
And on that note, always got something going on.
On that note, more after this. Hashtag Sketchfest 2016. Yay! Thank you.